Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, a series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology. We are on the sixth Mida in the Sefer Amidos L'Cheker Halacha of Moreno Hagoyim, Ramosha Avigdor Amiel Zatzal. And this Mida is called Hayotzen Min HaKlal B'Sibo Mesobe. We know that the Rav Amiel had many Midos, logical constructs to explain many sugyas, in other words, basic constructs to explain sugyas throughout Shas. And when he was already a 13-year-old bachur in Tels, he started cooking in his mind, and he developed it over the years, and then he came out with his incredible three-volume set of Hamidas L'Cheker HaLacha. So this mita is called Hayotze Min HaKlal B'Sibo Mesubov. In other words, normally we have something called cause and effect. And the rule is there's no effect without a cause. However, sometimes there is a yotze min haklal. A yotze min haklal b'sibo mesubav. Lefamim anu motzim gam ken mesubav b'li siba. Sometimes we find an effect without a cause. Can you believe that? There's a mesubav. There's an effect. But there's no cause. And sometimes we have some intermediary between the cause and effect. So that's what we'd like to explain in this Amida. So let's begin. Mesubav b'li siba. Kolomer sheze gufo chiddush haTorah. Sheaf pi shasiba einana bechlal ol kol hapachol sheinana begeder vaday b'chol zos mesavim mizeh mesubav. That the chiddush of the Torah is that even though there's no cause, or it's not together vaday the cause, nevertheless there's the effect. And memeila no philosophic ma'u mahuto haikarit shel hachidush. What is the essence, the primary essence of the chiddush? Mazed nachshav keilu haita asiba, or b'ofen shekaze hine rak b'metziut lo haita asiba. Aval bedina ken yesh siba dal zeh halo ba hachidush. O, de bemet ein siba lo bemetziut velo bedina. Ela shezeh guf hachidush. Yesh efsharut shel mesuba veli siba klal. O yoter nachon de hachidush zeh guf hu asiba. So now we have the following chakira. What is pshat when there's an effect without a cause? Is it pshat that in the metzias there was no cause? But in the din there is a cause, and that's what the chiddush is. The chiddush is that there's a din that is causing this effect. Even though the metzias, there's no metzias that's causing this effect, but a din that's causing this effect, or no. There's no reason, neither in metzias nor in din. And that exactly is the chiddush, that there's a possibility of effect without cause. Or, more correctly, the chiddush is the siba. What is the siba for this mesubav? What is the cause for this effect? The chiddush. The chiddush creates this effect. So there's no siba and din. The chiddush is the siba, that the Torah says that you have this effect without a cause. Isn't that interesting? Gumaot ledavah. Sofik tuma birshu sayochid. Afal pi, shefshal shelo naga besheretz klal uklal. Uvechen, halalo hayta siba letuma. Bechol zot, hu tamei vadai. ונופל הספק אם בדינה נחשב כאילו הייתה סיבה, ובכן בספק נגע בשרץ נחשב כאילו נגע בשרץ ממש, ובספק נגע במת נחשב כאילו נגע במת בוודאי. So we know, we have a rule, that ספק תומה ששיחד is תומה, even though maybe he didn't touch any תומה. So there's no סיבה for תומה, nevertheless he's תומה ודאי. So now the ספק is as follows. Is it that בדין there's a סיבה? And therefore, if Safik Naga Besheretz, it's Ki'ilu Naga Besheretz Mamish. And Safik Naga Bemeis, it's Ki'ilu Naga Bemeis Mamish. So that's the din. In other words, the din is, we consider it in din as if he touched this tuma. O, Tebemet Einanu Choshvim Oto Levadai Naga Besheretz O Bemeit Afilu Bedina. No, we don't say that in din, it's as if he touched the Sheretz or the Meis. But rather, the zeh gufo achidush, that exactly is the chiddush. That even though he doesn't touch, he's tameh. In other words, there's no siba at all. The siba is the chiddush. Even though he doesn't touch, we still consider him tameh. So like this. Do we say that al pi din we view him as having had touched tumah? Has having come into contact with tumah? And that's why he's tameh? Or do we say no? That we don't view him as having come into contact with tumah at all? The chiddush is that even though he didn't touch, he's still tameh vadeh. So Reb Chaim has the same chakir in his stencil in Siman Shin Yud Daled, and he brings a raya that it's a chiddush haTorah. He brings a raya that takad it's a chiddush of the Torah. There is no siba. The siba is the chiddush of the Torah. We don't view him as if he actually touched the mace, but just that we need a chiddush of the Torah to tell us that it's as if that he's tummy. And what's his raya? His raya is that we need four psukim by Sota. Besota kivade lo isra lebal, leboyel, letruma, ule kahuna. Vi name a shagedu hu shatoyer shivto kivade tuma. So why by a sota do we need four psukim to aser her? We aser her to the boel, to the bal, to truma, to the kahuna. Why do we need four different psukim? If the gather is that the Torah made it as if she had actually touched, she had actually been nitmes, right? That's the makor that Safik Tim B'Syachet is Tameh, that is Sota, who secluded herself. We assume that something inappropriate went on. So why do we need four different psukim for each different Tameh? If we consider it as if ki'ilu, that bedin, we see the Siba as having happened. So if bedin we see the sibas having happens, then why do you need four different psukim? The answer is no. The gzeiros hakasev is that there's a chiddush. In other words, that there's no siba, and nevertheless there's tumah. If we would say that something bad actually happened, that it's kivadeh, that something bad actually happened, and you don't only need one pasuk. But we don't. We don't see it as if something vadeh, bad actually happened. We just have a pasuk that tells us that she's bevadeh tmeh. And that's why you need four different psukim. This chakir is discussed also by Gon Rav Yosef Leib Bloch in the Kovetz Or Yisrael Mansi. Choveres Yud Gimel, Chidusha Granat, and Yevam Simen Zayin, Achiezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Aleph, Sif Kotten Beis, Kovitz Aar, Simen Tesvav, Sif Kotten Yud Aleph, Chidusha Ruven, Yevam Simen Dalet, Sif Os Dalet. So the Chiddush of the Torah is that even though there's no Negiah at all in the Tumah, that even though we don't view it as if she slept with the man, but yet she's Vadei Tumah as if she slept with the man. That's the chiddush of the Torah, that she's vadei tameya. We don't say ki'ilu haisa ha-siba, as if there was a cause. No, the whole siba here is the chiddush of the Torah, that she's vadei tameya when she secluded herself, nikuda. And therefore you need different psukim for each case, because if she had actually done something, so then you would only need one pasuk, because she did this maisa, so then what's the shayla? In all cases she's tameya. No, but the chiddush of the gzeres hakasev is the chiddush of the Torah. Zeh gufa chiddush. And the same thing by tumah, right? That even though we don't view it as if the person touched tumah in rishus yachid, nevertheless the person's vadei tumah. The lashon of Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Tshuvas Tinyan and Simen Kuf, the Ivra Maskel Gamani. Hachanami, after Sufik Tumish Siachet Sveko Ivadai, Tome, Loid Doninon, Loid Don Devadai Nivala, the Chosofik Naga Brishus Siachet Echef Shalomet Kevin Chu to Brishus Siachet Devadai Naga. I can say just because it's a Sufik Tumish Siachet as if he actually touched. We don't know that he touched. Ella that Toimro, the Sufik Zia Dino Kivadai. The Torah says that this Sufik is going to have a din like Vadai. V'hainu kol zman sheshem safek olav. As long as there's a safek, we see it as vaday. L'ashen arit v'nivam is 11b. Divrei ma'asel nivala. T'lo'ilam lo kol ha'kosev toma, elo, l'znus vaday. Elo sh'ha'kosev omer gabi safek soite, sh'sveka v'stiras ha'choshev lo'isve l'ba'al lo'bo l'truma ki'ilu nitma vaday. That sounds like it's ki'ilu, that there was a siva. Akopanim, but that's how we see that the Rabbi Kiva Eger was meyashiv this chakira Reb Chaim and Rabbein of Rabbeinu, that Rabbeinu presents both sides, and again Reb Chaim was machriya to the side that the chiddush is that there's tumah, there's no siba. The siba is the chiddush of the Torah. That's Loshen Rabbi Kiva Eger. And the nafkamina bepratim shekaela shesham bein and dafka siba hametzias mamish. Shem Kvarein Vado is sof a Metzia Siba Sofik. Ushvukach Yishman Diyomer B'Yerushalmi She'en Anozir Megalach Al Sofik Tumas Meis. V'achar She'en HaTumah Mufshetes Din Tumah Levad V'fiel Azeh She'Nozir Yigalach. Eladavka Tumas Meis B'Levad Sof a Metzia Shal Meis He B'Sofik. Continues Rabbeinu, v'nafkamina b'pratim shakaila, shesham bina dafka sibas ha-metzias mamish. So what's the nafkamina? Where you need a metzias. So there, you don't have vados. In other words, normally you say that safik is kevade. But that's only when you don't need a metzias. When you need a metzias, then we don't say safik kevade. So what it sounds like to me anyway, is that it doesn't matter which of the two reasons you go with. In other words, one side of the chakira is that we view it bedin as if there's a siba. And the other side of the chakira is that even bedin there's no siba. We don't view it as if the woman was nitmeis or as if the person became tamer v'shaseyachet. The sotu was nitmeis or the person became tamer v'shaseyachet. Just the Torah was mechadish adin, that's the safik kavade. But let's say you need a siba in the metzias, then we don't say safik kavade. And that's why there's a mandarim in the Yerushalmi that a nazir is not megalech al safik tumas meis. Because in order for a nazir to be megalech, he needs not a din, and certainly not a gzeres hakasuv of tumah, but a real concrete tumah. And therefore, if we're mesupik, if the nazir was nitma b'meis, he's not going to be mitgalech, because we can't say tamei kevadeh. Because here, in order for a nazir to be mitgalech, we need a metzias mamish, and there is no metzias. Or maybe what Rabbeinu means is that this stems with the tzad of the chakira, that you need at least a siba bedin. That normally, in order to say tamik safik kevadai, you need a siba bedin. But there are cases where you need a siba in the metzias. And a siba in the metzias is not a siba bedin. So memela, that wouldn't be sufficient. You wouldn't be able to be a nazir. Wouldn't be mitgalech on safik tumas meis. Whereas if you hold that you don't need a sib at all you need is the chiddush of the Torah. So maybe that opinion would hold, that side of the chakira doesn't hold like this opinion in Yerushalmi. That a nazir is not megaleach al safik tumas meis. Because that side doesn't require any siba at all. It's just gzeres hakasav. The other side of the chakira, that normally at least you need a siba bedin, and here you need a siba b'metzias. And here we don't have the siba b'metzias, so then there's no giluach. But akopanim in pashtus, it would seem that again here you need a siba b'metzias. So according to both studim of the chakira, that here you wouldn't be mitgaleach, because normally you need either a siba b'din or a gzeres hakasuv, but here you need a siba b'metzias by a nazir. And therefore, both opinions would hold like this Yerushalmi. But you're not mitgaleach on in this instance, because normally in order to have tumah safek kavada, you need either a chiddush haTorah or a siba b'din. But here you need a siba b'metzias. You don't have a siba b'metzias. V'cheni das harbei rishonim sherak al vadei zoynas chayav malkus. And this would explain the opinion of many Rishonim that only Alvadei Zona Chayav Malkus Mishum Tum. But by Soto is a Sufik, the Pasuk says Sufik Kivadai, but all there is an Asay, Rosh Yavamis Perakalav Simidalid. Soto Meld Gamkin, Dim Lechol Adinim Nechshev is Saita Kilo Vadei Zinsa. You're right. Soto is as if she definitely was Mizane. But Linyan Malkus Mishum Tum, there you need Matthias. And that's mutal b'safik, and therefore there's no malchus. So again, safik kivadi doesn't mean it happened in the mitzvahs. It either means that the zegzer is hakasav, or it happened bedin. But in order to get malchus, you would need a mitzvahs, and a safik isn't a mitzvahs. And therefore, there's going to be no Malkus, even though there's an Isser, but there's no Malkus on Zona. What's the case? That's the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Rambam says, it's Rabia 122. So what's a Zona? Is a woman who you're not allowed to be with, because let's say a Kohen, or right, with a woman who was with a guy, or was Nitman in some way. So this Zona, like we said a moment ago, only she's a Vadei Zona, Yechayv Malkos, but not Sotu is a Suffolk Zona. So the Rambam Paskin said, if a person's Makani, his wife, and an Eid Echad comes and is made that she was Nitmes, and her husband's a Kohen, and he has beer with her, afterwards, Hareza Lokala Mishum Zaina. So now the coin's now allowed to sleep with his zona. So he gets Malkus al Zona. Alfi Shigaredus Beidach Korzukaba Zaina. Even though there's only 1 8, she is a Cheska Zona. So why only Zona al coin? But Rama Paskins, you get Malkus because she's a Zona. What, 1 8? Malkus because she's a Zona. What about Tuma? Eishes Yisrael, right? We have an aid that she was Mizana. She's not allowed to be with her Yisrael husband either. The Magid Mishnah wants to say, according to the Rambam, there is no Malkus Mishum Tuma. It's a Lav Shevachlalis. But you can't say that because the Rambam Paskins himself, Gerushin 11:14, that a woman Mizana Tachas Baila gets Malkus because of Tuma. So there went that idea. Akoponim, the Rambam Paskins here, surprisingly, that if there's one aid that she was Mizana, she gets Malkus al Zona, but not al Tuma. Zona is because she's an Ashes Kohen, but not because of Tuma, because she's not allowed to be with her husband anymore. She was Mizana. We have an aid that she was Mizana. But in the Yerushalmi, we see like the Rambam. That ain't a loka be'ed echad rak mishum zona v'lo mishum tuma. And so we have like the Rambam in the Yerushalmi, that you don't get malchus be'ed echad al zona, you only get malchus be'ed echad al tuma. Uvchein hadra kushe l'duchta. Ma hevdel bein esu zona de lokan alav k'sheish rak eid echad u'bein tuma de rak b'shnaim loka. How come to get malchus for Zona, meaning she's an Ashes Kohen and she was contaminated. So for that, 1 8 is enough. But for Tuma, when she's an Ashes Yisrael, that she was a Sota, and now she goes back to be with her husband, You need two Edim. So the answer is, based on what we said, it's beautiful, that the difference between Malkus of Zon and Malkus of Tumah Beit Echad is that the Yisod Shorash Tivei HaRambam is based on what the Rambam holds, that there's a difference between Ikar HaDavar and HaDavar HaMistayf, between the primary matter and what branches off. In other words, if the Ikar HaDavar Shel Eidus is LaMalkus, so Eid Echad is not Naaman. But if Ikar Eidus is LaIsser, and then there's a Histafus of Malkus, then Eid Echad is Naaman. That's the famous Rambam we discussed so many times, that if somebody testifies that something is Kalayim, fruit is Kalayim, or this is forbidden fats, or this woman's a grush or a zona, one A testifies that something is Isser. And then somebody goes ahead and is with that woman who's a grush or a zona, coins with that grush or a zona that an Eid Echa testified about, or someone eats the food that one A testified is in kosher. So the din is Malkus. And the reason is that Isser Atzmo be'er Echad Yuchzok. Now, this is seen Ikar HaDavar and HaDavar HaMistayf. For Ikar HaDavar, you need two Eidim. But for a davar mistaif, when it just branches off, one eight is enough. And that's why in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, Zona Isha Zu, and Cheluk Kloyos Huzeh. So we see that he's talking about davar mistaif. Right? That it's only something that branches off. Once you see that she's a zona, one aid can say she's a zona, and then it branches off. There's going to be a malchus. A person says not kosher, branches off. There's going to be malchus, even though for the ikar adavar you need two aidim. But just to testify, it's only going to be mistaif from here at malchus. One is enough. But what's the difference? What's the difference between eid echad ploni achal chaylev, amar eid echad ploni achal chaylev, l'chayv al malchus? And one person says he ate chaylev. He's not believed. And if somebody says, this is chaylev, and then he eats it in front of two Eidim, then he gets Malkus. What's the difference? We believe one Eid, he gets Malkus if he says that it's chaylev and then he eats it. But he doesn't get Malkus if one Eid says that he ate it. What's the difference? So the answer is, be'etzem ne'manus ha'metziyus b'vadei ein hevdel. K'shem she'ein ne'manut vada'it k'shomer she'zeh achal chaylev. Kach ein ne'manut vada'it gam ken k'shomer mikoydem. שזהו חלב אך כך אוכל אחד, אלא רק מה שבאופן השני כבר הוקבע הדין, שזהו מה שאמר שעשר עצמו באל אחד יוחסוק. כלומר שגם אין ודאות של מציאות החלב, יש ודאות על כל פנים בדין העשר. So as far as being believed about the Metzius, there's no difference. Just like there's no ne'emanus vados when he says that he ate chelev, there's also no ne'emanus vados when he says that this is chelev and then somebody eats it. Just in the latter case, the din was already established. Ha'itzer atzmo be'etzer yusak. In other words, now it has a cheskes iser. Because one eid said that it's usher, now it is a cheskes iser. So you're right, there's no vados about the metzias of chaylev, but there's a vados about the din iser. There's a vados that he ate iser. Not about the metzias of chaylev. One ate. We don't know about the metzias. But that he ate chaylev, that we know. That we know for sure. That he ate iser, we know. Eid echad ne'eman bi'isurin. And the Malkus of Chelev is not just for the Metzias of Chelev, because of the Din of Chelev. And that's all the Surim, even the Lav of Zayin Lekoin. It's not because of the Metzias, it's because of the Din. My Jankin and Isra shall tum lebaal leboel, shebzev di la Torah ba'atzam ben Metzias shall tum ben Adin shall tum. Shirak boy fin arishin yis Malkus of Hashem bezen Malkus. The Isra of tum lebaal leboel, in other words, that a woman's not allowed to be with her husband after having cheated on him, and with the Baal either, with the cheating with her, the man she cheated with. So here the Torah itself was mavdil between a Metzias of Tumah and the Din of Tumah. That only in the Oifin Arishan, if there's a Metzias of Tumah, there's Malkus. In the second case, there's no Malkus. Only when there are two Eidim. And then there's Nemanus on the Metzias. But Be'ed Echa, they're only coming with Tzadav or Mistaif. In other words, there's no Vados on the Tzibata Metziut Shel Tumah. אלא רק על הדין של תומה. זאת אומרת שהחידוש הוא רק במסובה ולא בסיבה. על זה אין מלכס. So to sum everything up, why is it that according to the Rambam, there's Malkus when for Zona, when 1A testifies that a woman is a Zona? But not when 1A, there's no Malkus for the Tuma. So the answer is that there's a difference between getting Malkus for Zona and getting Malkus for Tuma. For Zona, meaning a Kohen being with a woman who was violated, and now she's a Surah Lekahuna. So there you don't need a Metzias. There you just need a Din. And Eid Echad is enough to create that Din. An Eid Echad can create a Din, and now she has a Din Zona. So if he sleeps with her afterwards, her husband, after she was seemingly unfaithful, according to this 1-8, so there's Malkus because of Zona. Because this 1-8 can establish a din, that she is a din Zona. What happened to Metzias? Ein lanu musak. But that she is a din Zona, that we know. This is Malkus. For Tumah, it's not enough for there to be a din Tumah. There has to be a Metzias of Tumah. So when an Eishes Yisrael, and also an Eishes Kohen, in both cases, when she was unfaithful to her husband, if you don't have two witnesses, there's no Malkus afterwards for being with her husband again. Why not? Because one witness doesn't establish a Metzias, he only establishes a Din. One witness we can believe about Dover HaMistayif. One witness we can believe about what branches off. So in other words, he can establish there's a Din here, and now what branches off from this Din? He says it's Chelev, and then somebody eats it. So the person's going to get Malkus. Because the Metzias can be established by one, but the Din can be established by one person, even though we don't know what the Metzias is. But Tumah, so therefore there's Malkus, when 1-8 says that she's a Zayna. But Tumah, meaning that a woman is now allowed to be a Surah Labo Labal, and even an Eishes Yisrael, for that it's not enough to have the Metzias that she was unfaithful, and the Din that she was unfaithful. You need a Metzias that she was unfaithful. And that 1a doesn't tell you. So that's interesting. Isser Zona and Isser Tumah. We believe 1a about a Dover HaMistayif, and here it's a Dover HaMistayif. But for Ikar HaDover, you need 2 Adim. Meaning if the din that's going to branch off, 1a is enough. To say that this woman is a Zona, to say there's unkosher food, and then afterwards the person's going to get Malkus. That's Dover HaMistayif. But Ikar HaDover, you need 2 Adim. Now when it comes to getting Malkus for Tumah, there it's not enough that there's a Din Tumah, that's enough to make it for Zona. She has a Din Zona, that's enough to give Malkus. But a Din Tumah is not enough. You need there to be a Metzias of Tumah. And what creates a Metzias of Tumah? For that, you need 2 Adim. So there's no Nemanus on the Metzias for 1-8 either way. Both for a Dover Ik or a Dover, Dover Mistayif, there's no Nemanus. But on the Din, he can establish a Din. And when it comes to, when he says that this is Chalev, now he gives it a Din Chalev. So again, to give Malkus out Tumah, that a woman, any woman, even a Yisrael, Eishes Yisrael, was unfaithful to her husband. So for that you need a Vadei. For Vadei you need 2 Adim. A Vadei b'mitzias, you need 2 Adim. But a Vadei b'din, 1 8 is enough. And therefore, the Zona is only going to get Malkus. There's 1 8, the Zona is only going to get Malkus for Zona, but not for Tumah. Because it was only 1 8. To get Malkus for Tumah, you need a Metzias. And only 2 Adim can create a Metzias. So what we learned was that sometimes you have a cause without an effect without a cause. And then we had a Chakira. What's Pshat? It's Pshat that it's as if there was Bedin, there was a cause. And therefore there's the effect, or no? Bedin, there was no cause. There's just the whole Chiddush is, there's a Chiddush HaTorah, that there's the effect without the cause. So what's pshat in Sufik terms siyachid is kevadei? It's pshat that it's as if the person touched tumah, or no? Person, we don't see it as if the person touched tumah at all. We don't know, but the Torah says vadei tumah. If there's a sufik, the Torah says vadei tumah, even without saying it's as if the person touched tumah. Then we saw a mandar in the Yerushalmi wasn't sure how to fit this in. It seems like a nafka mina between the two reasons. But a pasha is not a nafka mina between the two reasons. That sometimes you need a metzias. If you need a metzias mamish, then a din and a chiddush of Torah isn't enough. And therefore, for a nazir to mikaleach, you need vade tumas meis, not suffik tumas meis. Suffik tumas meis is very nice. If you needed a din or a exeris hakasa, but here you need a metzias of tumas meis, and suffik tumas meis doesn't make a metzias of tumas meis, therefore he doesn't shave. According to both tzadim of the Chakira. And also we see that on a vade zona, you're chayiv malchus mishum. If a woman's unfaithful, so there's going to be malchus for tumah only if she's a vade, only if you have two eidim. If a woman's unfaithful to her husband and then goes back to sleep with her husband, if you have two eidim that she was unfaithful, you can give her malchus. Oh, they give both them malchus. Otherwise, no malchus. Because there you need a vade and the metzias. That's two eidim. That's for tumah. But for sota, one eid is enough. Why? Because for sota, in other words, but for, excuse me, to get malchus out zona, not sota. To get malchus out zona, their one eid is enough to establish her as a zona. Because Dover Hamistayf, we don't know that she's a zona or not, but one eid says so. So now she's a din zona. She gets malchus out zona. But to get malchus out tuma, for that you need two eidim that she was mizane. And that's that. There you need mamish avade. You need her to be a vade zona to get malchus out tuma. What about getting malchus? What about getting malchus because of an aishas coin because of zona? There, one is enough. Because for tumah, you need a metzias. For metzias, you need two eidim to establish that she was actually unfaithful. But for to get malchus al zona, eishes kohen, one is enough. Because by sota, you're right, asa kasav safek kivadai. Asa kasav safek kivadai. But that doesn't mean a vaday in metzias, only a vaday in din. So in din, there's one aid that she was unfaithful, so then that's enough to... But din, she's now going to get malchus, so she goes back to be with her kohen husband. Since but din, she has a din of a zona, even though we don't know what happened to metzias, only one aid. But now she is, because of that one aid, now she's a din sota. So now she's with her kohen husband, she gets malchus. But she's not going to get malchus al tum with one aid. Because one aid doesn't establish a metzias, only a din. He can establish a metzias because it can establish a din because it's only a davar mistayf. Now there's going to be a din that comes out from this. There, one aid is okay, but not to tell us the metzias what happened. We don't know what happened to metzias. Since we don't know what happened to the metzias, there's going to be no malchus al tum, only a malchus al zona for a ba'ishes coin, but not for an ishes Israel or an ishes coin because of the tumah. Because only one aid, two aid, only two aid to establish a metzias. And to get malchus for tum, you need a metzias. To get malchus for zoni, all you need is a din. She has a din zone, and that one aid can establish. So that explains the Rambam's chilek and why there's malchus only for zona, hamakane lishto v'nistra, and then one aid says she was mizane. And her husband's a kohen, and he has beer with her, zona. She's a cheska zona, but not al tum. Beishas Yisrael, because for tumi, you need to establish the metzias, and that one aid can't establish for us. That's one way to go with the Rambam. I must tell you, there's just a velt to say about this Rambam. So hopefully we will, Rabbeinu here is Mari Choso, he goes now for a while to talk about it. And there are other Sfarim also, a lot. You can look in the Halacha Brewer website. There they have loads and loads of beautiful, beautiful sources. So please stay tuned, and we will see more in the flow to Rabbi Mitaritz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. B'lina Adonam Sheikh. Shalom, shalom.